Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna
complicate ya. Okay, so I can't really do my woohoo because my throat is not okay. We've been affected by the Nova Scotia, fires and the aftermath in, New York, New Jersey, all of the surrounding areas near us. And, of course, what do? I go outside and, I have to go outside. And I guess I inhaled it. I don't know. I was just breathing. So now my throat hurts. It's horrible. It's so bad. And it is so sad what's going on with, the whole forest fires and, the poor animals. That's all I think about is those poor, poor animals that have no idea what's going on. They have no idea what to do. It kills me inside every time I just think of it, that these poor animals are running for their lives, not knowing what to do next. It kills me. I will also say I am exhausted. I'm not doing well. I'm running on, 3 hours of sleep. Not okay. I went to, thank you so much to Bravo. Bravo is truly a special network. In my heart always. I was fortunate enough to attend the Vanderpump Rules season 10 reunion part 3 watch party in New York, and that was so much fun. It was such an it was a very small group of us, so it was a bunch of Bravo fans and the cast of Vanderpump Rules, and we just all were able to watch the reunion together. It was so much fun. I think they also had one in New York. In LA, sorry, I was in New York, and I think they had Katie there and James Kennedy. So where we were in New York, they had Shayna, they had Brock, they had Jax and Brittany, and then they had Lala. And then Lala had to leave early because she was doing Watch What Happens Live. But it was nice that she was able to attend. They are all, I'm going to just say this. They are all so, so, so nice. I had great conversations with Brock and Shayna. They are the sweetest. You just don't get that often. So for them to be so nice like that is truly I was just so happy. I was they don't have to be like this. So that was nice. I was so appreciative. And Jax and Brittany also so sweet, so nice. They ran, gave us a hug. I'm oh my God, they're great people. I was yelling at Jax. I did say you guys need to get back on the show, please. Yeah. So they are great people. Lala, she didn't have a lot of time, so she was sweet though, and she was around for a little bit, and then she had to go on Watch What Happens Live with that rat Tamra. Oops. Anyway, so yeah, it was a great, great, great time. I loved it. It was so much fun. They had all these the whole thing was by Bravo. So they had the Vanderpump Teeny. They had a cocktail called Revenge Dress. It was so much fun to be included in something like that. I'm so grateful to Bravo. So thank you for that. And go check out photos of that too. I will post photos from there. Then let's talk about Memorial Day weekend. So that was 2 weeks ago because last week I did not put out a episode. To tell you the truth, I don't know why. I think I was just so busy. I've been so busy. I've had this past weekend, in one day, I had 4 events to go to. 4 events. It was wild. I was like a madman, like going into one party, leaving, saying hi to the next party. It was wild. But overall, Memorial Day weekend was great. It was beautiful weather. It was incredible out. It was just so nice. And like, I'm going to say peaceful. Like, it was just a nice weekend. I did go and see James Kennedy. He was down the shore, so that was so much fun. I went with one of my best friends. We had such a good time. And, yeah, that's honestly it. And then I was able to spend time with my family. And all in the midst of that, trying to get Taylor Swift tickets. Yes, I said those exact words. We were trying to get Taylor Swift tickets. My friend and I were trying our hardest to get Taylor Swift tickets. She's obsessed with Taylor Swift. I love Taylor too. And I loved her new album, Midnights. Incredible. So we did really want to go, but the tickets were just so expensive. And we were trying our hardest to buy tickets. And I was so ready to leave everybody. And it was funny because like we always have a Memorial Day party. And like when everyone was over, there were like the house was packed. So I told my one cousin, I was like, oh my God, no, here, take my seat because I'm probably leaving any second to go see Taylor Swift. So please just take my seat. It's fine. And I was saying that the entire night until like 6:30 came along and everyone's like, do you think you're still going? And I'm like, I'd rather not talk about it, but like, it was so sad. But it's fine. I'm at peace with it now. Hopefully there's like a Netflix documentary or something, like her other tour. But yeah, so it was a great weekend. I loved it. Honestly, it wasn't that peaceful now that I'm thinking of it. I did have a lot of anxiety because of the whole ticket situation. And I was down the shore. So like, if I had to go see Taylor, like if you're not from Jersey, from the shore to MetLife, that's like a 2-hour drive. So like, I needed to get in that car and zoom to MetLife. Zoom! So yeah, that was a hustle and bustle in itself. But it was still a great, great, great weekend. And now it's the start of summer. So happy summer, everybody. But yeah, and also, again, I do hope these fires end. Like, this is so bad. It's like, it's scary. And I really hope this wasn't caused by humans because I'm going to be pissed if that's the case. So we'll see what happens. I just hope this smoke and this horrible, horrible, like, fog is out of my sight ASAP, because I can't breathe. Like, it's not okay, and it's scary. Like, it looks outside, it looks like I'm on Mars. Like, it's all orange. It's crazy. But we'll see what happens. So yeah, it was very fun. And again, the Vanderpump Rules watch party was incredible. The cast is incredible. Bravo, you are incredible. Thank you so much for having me. So now let's talk about the actual Vanderpump Rules reunion part 3. Now, I was at the watch party, so it was very hard to hear anything because we were all screaming and like we were not okay. I am going to say that. But like, Raquel is so brave. Like, I don't know where this girl came from, but she is brave, because the fact that she just nonchalant, just walks on stage, like everything is fine, like she's good, like doesn't like shed a tear, not a quake on her face, like she is completely fine, like she is unfazed by this, and that's really what scares me the most. I do feel like she's psychotic, and I think she should be treated. It's scary. It is so scary. And Tom Sandoval, same way. Like, for me, like, he cried and he made it seem like he was, like, upset about the situation, which I hope he is, because it is a sad situation. Like, you had this woman who you guys were going to spend the rest of your life with. You were going to have children. You were in the process of figuring this out. And this is what you do. It's just so, it's so eerie to me. And it's so gross. And truly, like, I don't know how Ariana was able to handle this, but she did. And she's incredible. But it's like, it's that kind of thing that's like, I guess it has to happen to you for you to really be like, how am I going to react? You know? So, and then we have Lala and James going at it with Raquel and with Tom Sandoval. Like, they were not giving them the time of day. It was so funny to watch. They're funny. And, like, with James, it's like a love and hate relationship with James. Like, through the years, I would like him. That would be like, no, he's too much. I can't. It's like, and then you would like him again. And there's just something about him that I just feel like he's a child. I don't know. Like, and you just want to, like, hold him close and be like, you got to get yourself together. And then when he does, you're like, oh my God, like, you're just so proud of him. So, it's so weird, but yeah, James is, like, this season, I'm obsessed. Like, he is so funny. He makes points that need to be made, and every time I watch, I'm like, no, good. No, like, good that he's throwing, like, drinks at people. Absolutely, they deserve it. Like, it's, like, James, right now, he is winning me over nonstop. Katie really didn't talk, at all this reunion. I guess it's for the better. I don't know. I mean, when it was her and Tom Schwartz, she would talk, and ever since, like, after that, like, she's very quiet, which is fine, I guess. Sometimes it's like, if you think it's none of your business, then, like, maybe don't say anything. What else? Ariana broke my heart once again. Oh my gosh. Like, she was just saying that, like, you guys are disgusting people. Like, I can't believe you would do this. Like, out of all people, you guys, like, I was crying that my dog died, my grandmother's dying, like, and then you're doing this behind my back as you're hugging me. Like, it is really crazy. And that's why I think she is psychotic. And I'm talking about Raquel. It's just, it's not okay. But in conclusion with everything, she did make a huge, like, not huge, but she did, like, kind of confess to more. And I thought that was wild, too. But at the end, for what comes next season, guys, I think everyone's coming back. I'm telling you right now. Maybe Raquel will not come back because she just can't take this. I think it is wearing on her because she did cry at the end. For the one-on-one, but mark my words, or I wouldn't be surprised if they're all back. We'll see what happens. And I do feel like some OGs are coming back from the show, like Jax, Brittany, maybe even Stassi, Kristen, who knows? I think they're going to get everybody in the mix now, and I would love that. I'm completely fine with it, because I think we do have to move on from this whole Sandoval thing. Because I think it's done. So we'll see what happens next season. But they are starting to film, I believe, at the end of June or at the end of this month. So stay tuned. Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have, like, a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram, at @GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today. So let's talk about Real Housewives of Orange County. So it premiered Wednesday night with the reunion of Vanderpump Rules. So I went to the watch party, so I couldn't watch Orange County, but I did finally catch up on it. And this is what I'm going to say. So Tamra is one of those housewives that, like, one second I love her, the next second I'm like, stop putting your foot in your mouth. Like she's wild to me. Like, she is a wild card, and I do feel like there's two things about her. She is a headline chaser. She loves a headline, and she will just say anything and blur it out. And two, she will throw anybody under the bus. Like, for her, like, this is just a game, and even the most genuine friendship she will destroy just for some TV. That's great. Everybody has their own views of what they want, and that's fine, but I just feel like she's not genuine, and that's my opinion. That's just how I feel, and that's what I think is going on. So it was good, though. Like, I'm gonna say the OC premiere was good. I liked it. It was entertaining. It caught my eye. It caught my attention. I wanted to keep watching. So, of course, I'm going to give it a, you know, of course, I'm going to give Tamra a chance. I did enjoy Tamra, but, and I listened to her podcast. I love her podcast. But just sometimes I'm just like, enough. Like, just stop. Like, can you for once just, like, be friendly to people instead of always just trying to trash them or knock them down? It's just so crazy to me. But other than that, it was a great season premiere. Heather Dubrow and Gina are, like, kind of on the outs right now because Gina just has not been hanging out with Heather. And I thought that was so weird. And then all of a sudden, like, Heather confronted her, Gina. And Gina's like, well, because, like, all my stuff isn't, like, fancy. So if I invite you. And I'm like, that's kind of rude. Like, who cares? Like, you still should invite her even if she says no. Like, you're going to not invite her somewhere because you think she likes fancy stuff only. Which, honestly, she probably does. But it's, like, that kind of thing where it's, like, still invite someone. Just because, like, you're having a party at your house doesn't mean you don't invite her because, like, your house is 1,000 square feet and hers is, like, 35,000. Like, it's not about that. It's just about, like, inviting a friend. I don't know. It's so weird to me. But overall, this season looks very good. I am excited for it, and I can't wait for more. Of course. So... yeah, I definitely give this a solid 10 out of 10 because it was a good premiere. And I am excited to have Tamra back because it's just like we need those OGs in our lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at New Jersey. Like, love Teresa or hate her, we need her on the show. She's a great asset to the show. And I just feel like we need that, like, that presence in a group where they're always willing to talk and take action and always take risks. So I'm excited to see and watch the rest of the season. Okay, I am going to stop here. Thank you all so much for tuning in this week. I am not doing well because, like I said, my throat is killing me. And I'm just so sleepy. I think 3 hours of sleep. Now that I'm thinking of it, I think it's like 3 hours of sleep I'm going on. So I need rest. And I hope I didn't put you guys to sleep with this episode. Next week, I should be much, 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 much better. But thank you all so much for tuning in this week. And I will see you next week. Oh, also go on Social Blend Pod on Instagram to look at the videos, look at the photos and watch the videos that I have in regards to James Kennedy's event, and then also Bravo with them hosting the watch party. All right, again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you all next week. Bye.